My name is John Erling. Today's date is March 1st, 2019. Randy, would you state your full name, please?
My name is Randy Allen Fouch. My given name is Raymond Allen Fouch.
Where does Randy come from?
There's a lot of stories behind that, family folklore. The facts are my dad's name was Raymond Doyle Fouch, and part of the story is that he was in Korea when I was born, never liked the name Raymond, but my mother chose to name me after him. When he came back, he decided that I would be called something other than Raymond. I don't know if that's true, John.
We'll never know the truth, apparently.
No, not now.
Your date of birth?
I was born July 13, 1951.
Makes your present age?
67.
Where are we recording this interview?
We're recording this interview in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at Laredo Petroleum's offices.
Where were you born?
I was born in Muskogee at the hospital, just like, you know, the Merle Haggard song. My parents are from that part of the country, and that's where I was born.
Brothers and sisters?
I have one younger brother, 2 years younger than me, Ricky Dale Fouch. He just retired. He was an American Airlines pilot.
Okay, and you're a pilot, too, that we want to talk about
okay.
A little later.
Yeah.
Your mother's name?
My mother's name was Alma Sue Rumbach, maiden name. And of course, she married my dad and took his last name, Fouch.
Where did she grow up? Where was she from?
She was born October 7th, 1931, near Haskell. She was one of 9 kids. Her father died when she was very young. So her mother raised 9 kids on a waitress salary in and around Haskell, Oklahoma.
Wow. What kind of a personality did she have?
She was a great basketball player, a full belief in education. My early memories of her was that she was always going to either night classes or day classes to school and wound up with, you know, a couple of other degrees, and she taught for 40 years. Her view of life was everything's good, education is important, and if you work hard and really do, you know, they were very devout Christians, if you do what you're supposed to do, things turn out okay.
So she was a big encourager in your education.
Both mom and dad were. I think mom not only encouraged it, but she walked the walk. We saw her, interestingly, studying and going to night school and driving from Tulsa, Texas to Canyon to go to night school and coming home late at night.
Hmm. And you said she taught. Where did she teach?
She taught in Tulsa Public Schools, retired from there. She mostly was a third grade teacher. Wound up getting a librarian science degree and worked in the library. And then after both mom and dad retired, they moved back to a house they had on Lake Eufaula. And she wound up teaching in the school systems around there, mostly Shakota, as a librarian.
Is she still living?
No, she died several years ago.
Your father's name?
Father's name is Raymond Dole.
Would he be all right with you calling him Raymond?
No, he probably wouldn't. Some people called him Raymond. Most people called him Ray. So,
where did he grow up?
Well, he was also born in and around Haskell. He was born in November 1929. He was also one of 9 kids, and he was the oldest. My grandparents were farmers in and around Haskell, never owned much land. Dad was the oldest of the 9 kids. Quit school in the 8th grade because my grandpa broke his leg, and Dad quit school to run the farm. Interestingly enough, I can remember when I was in early junior high, Dad was sitting at the table with me. He was studying for his GED at the same time I was in early junior high. So I think my mom influenced his education process also.
So he got his GED.
He did.
And that's where his education ended.
Yes, it is.
But was he as encouraging as your mother then about degrees and education?
My brother and I, we just knew we were going to go get more education. I mean, I don't remember ever having a direct conversation about it, but I think we were just raised knowing that education matters.
Your father, what did he do for a living?
Oh, that's interesting. He actually came back from Korea and worked in the oil fields a while, and then he went to Tulsa Welding School. and got whatever certificate or diploma or whatever that gets, and then moved to Tulia, Texas, and went to work as a welder. Tulia was a farming and ranching community, and he was repairing equipment and building wire rollers and things like that. And then ultimately started his own welding shop.
That was his profession then?
That was it, yeah.
For his life.
He was a very good welder, very good machinist.
Were they around long enough to realize your success?
You know, yes, I think so. Mom died 3 years ago, now a little over 3 years ago. Dad died in 07. But I think they knew that both my brother and I turned out okay. I'm sure there were things we did that they wished they could have heavily influenced all through my life. But yeah, I think they knew that.
I was thinking of welding, and your profession takes on welders, you know, so there was a commonality there that he might have been interested in.
Yeah, and you know, the way we were raised is I worked in his welding shop. I can't remember not welding myself. And I think part of his pressure on getting education was, if you don't get an education, son, you're going to come work for me in my machine shop and in my welding shop. So he was a big influence on education.
But you became a welder at a young age. You could do that.
Yes. Yeah, and all the parts that go with that. The actual welding is the best part of that. It's the getting things ready to weld that is often the worst part of being a welder.
You grew up in what town and raised in what area?
My entire grade school, junior high, and high school was in Tulia, Texas, which is south of Amarillo, about 50 miles. Interesting to that, I spent a year in Denmark as an exchange student. My senior year of high school was in a small town in one of the islands in Denmark, in Westfems Gymnasium. I went there, never even really knew much about. I'm not even sure I knew where Denmark was. Went to a language camp, an intensive language camp for 6 weeks, and went to live with a Danish family, and kind of had my high school senior year in Denmark. Now, I came back to Tulia and worked half-time and went to school at Tulia High School in Texas. You had to have 4 years of English to go to Texas public schools. You had to have another year of Texas history, some things like that. So I spent another year back in Tulia taking some required classes that I could have taken at the university or in Tulia and working a half day.
Why Denmark?
Well, it wasn't my choice. I applied. It's called AFS, the Military Field Service. Had a choice of going earlier to Australia, and they're a half-year cycle off from us. My parents and I talked about it, and it would have meant that I probably couldn't have played football, which I wound up not playing anyway. So we turned that down, and then they offered me Denmark, which is the same school cycle, more or less, as we have in the States.
You learned how to speak Danish?
I did. Learned how to speak Danish. Growing up in Tulia, you kind of halfway spoke some sort of Spanish. It certainly wasn't grammatically or even King's English Spanish by any means, but went to Denmark and went to a Danish language school where everything was in Danish. I actually did pretty well at the school in science and math and things like that. Did poorly and struggled with Danish literature. You don't know the nuances and the subtleties of what words mean until you've actually lived there for a while, but got pretty fluent in Danish. I think I always had a Texas accent. They knew I wasn't native, but I communicated very, very well in Danish.
Was that a good experience? As you look back on it, you're glad you did it?
I am very glad I did it. I actually think it was in some ways a defining experience for me. Growing up in a very small town in rural Texas has a lot of advantages, but one of the disadvantages is it's a very small town in rural Texas. So going to Denmark and spending 14, 15 months in Europe and then seeing that there's another world out there with a lot of people, I think was meaningful.
Did you make it to the country of my extraction, Norway?
I actually did. I think maybe for a half a day, but yeah. Yes, yeah.
I suppose you were in Oslo when you did that.
We took a ferry over, and it was kind of one of those things where I said, yeah, I've been there, but I can't say that I saw much of the country.
Well, if you'd stayed longer, you would have seen a beautiful country and down to Bergen, where my grandfather came from, but this is not my story. it is certainly yours. But what a great opportunity for you to have traveled in Europe, to Sweden too?
I actually spent about the same amount of time in Sweden as I did Norway. So.
Okay.